Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory and honor to our King, right? Won't we stand in his presence? And he, Lord, the Lord, you know, we talk about, we welcome his presence in this place, but really he welcomes our presence in his place, because he's here. When you walked in the door, you brought him in with you. So we don't have to really woo his heart over and over and over again to get him to come this morning. He's already here when you brought yourself into this room. So we've all brought our portion of our God into this place this morning. So we're here to worship him. Psalms chapter 5 says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, and as for us, we will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear, in thy respect and honor. And to him we will worship toward his holy temple. Lead not, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God, and let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Because we put our trust in you, Lord, we can shout for joy this morning. We do exalt you, Lord. And I love verse 7 when it says, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple." We exalt you, Jesus, and we worship you this morning. You are our King, Lord. You are our King, Jesus. And I think it would please the Lord if we would just sing that song, "Worship the King," the best that we know how, from our heart. Just honor him this morning. We worship you, Jesus.
Worship yes, the Lord. King. Worship the King. We are in his presence to magnify his name. And when we seek his face, glory fills this place. As we worship the King. Worship the King. Worship the King. We are in his presence to magnify his name. And when we seek his face, his glory fills this place. As we worship the King. Worship the King. Worship the King. We are in his presence to magnify his name. And when we seek his face, glory fills this place. As we worship the King,
we will worship,
worship the King.
We
worship the King. We are in his presence to magnify his name. And When we seek His face,
Your glory fills this place
as we worship the King.
Now let's sing it to Him and not about Him. To You, Jesus,
we worship our King. We are in Your presence to magnify Your name. And when we seek Your face,
Your
glory fills this place as we worship our King.
We
worship our King. Worship our King. We are in Your presence to magnify Your name. And when we seek Your face, Your glory fills this place as we worship our King.
We love You, King. We love You, Lord. We worship You, our King. We worship our King.
We are in Your presence to magnify Your name. And when we seek Your face,
Your
glory fills this place as we worship our King.
Our voice shall You hear this morning, Lord. We direct our prayers unto You. And we look up, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
we look
Jesus.
Unto You, the author and the finisher
you
of our faith.
And,
we worship You, our King, because we love You, Lord.
You are the King of Kings.
We love You with our whole heart, God. You are worthy
you.
This morning.
We
give You glory.
Morning,
we give You honor. We give You praise.
I love You, Father.
You
praise
are the King, Jesus.
You
are the Lord
worthy,
of all.
Father.
We love You.
There's none like You, Father.
We welcome You, Jesus.
I love You.
We welcome You, Lord. Rise up in us. Let Your glory be made known in this place. We worship You. We worship You, our Lord. We worship You. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Precious Lord. We honor You. We reverence You.
We bless You.
Sing like never worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name. Oh, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour love, how can it be Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do.
God, would you glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, right now, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. It never loses its power. Jesus, I thank you that you not only forgave my sins, but you gave me a new nature. I thank you for the power of that new nature. I thank you, Lord, that we who have received you have been washed in your blood. And I thank you that we've become inheritors of eternal life. Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning and for the Spirit of the living God. And everything that is available to us this morning, we begin to move into. All things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible to him that believes. Father, we believe that everything that Jesus provided for in the atonement is ours, free of charge. We give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, reign in this place. Take us out of the norm into what you want. Lord, we just begin to put down all the hidden works of darkness right now. Lord, let everything be cast at your feet. Lord, let your cleansing power sweep through this place. Forgive us, wash us, purge us, cause us to come into a place where your glory can fall. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray this morning on this continent, in this place, in this state, for our brothers and sisters across the world, those that are even in this hour being martyred. Father, we pray that your grace would rest upon them. We pray for those in whom these terrorists, ISIS, are killing on a continual basis, for their walk in Christ, their belief in Christ. Lord, we pray that in Jesus' name that you'll hear our prayers on this side of the world and that you will hold those people up. That you will deliver many and bring many, Lord, into your kingdom with great honor and great reward. Father, we give you all the praise and glory. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for that blood, Lord. Thank you for everything it is to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning we're going to sing that song again. If you're here this morning, you need prayer in your body, or if you need prayer for any reason, you can come and just stand and we'll pray for you. I believe God's presence is available to meet your need. If you're here this morning, you've never received Jesus. If you're not sure where you stand with Him, just because He died on the cross doesn't mean everybody's going to heaven. You have to personally say, Jesus, I want you. I receive you and I will serve you. You have to receive Him for yourself. You have to receive that cleansing power of His blood over your life, asking Him to come in, forgive you of your sins. If you're here this morning, you're not sure where you stand, we're not going to embarrass you, but if you want to come and stand in this prayer as we pray for the sick, come and stand and just whisper to me, I want prayer for salvation. We'll pray for you for that too. Did everybody get a hug? Thank you, Jesus. Getting testimonies up here of people that got healed instantly. While you during the break, somebody was telling us, and then somebody got healed a couple weeks ago just in that prayer line. So how many are glad He still heals today? Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glad I go to a church that believes He heals. Thank you, Jesus. Would you just lift your hands and just magnify Him? We glorify you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Fear not. Fear not, little flock. For in these last days, I've gathered you together for a purpose. I've gathered you together for a purpose, that which I described in my word from the very beginning, that I'd raise up in the last days a church that would be steady and that would be strong, would be washed in the power of my Son's blood. Fear not for the things that are coming on the earth. For many will come and many will go. But those who stand strong in the confession of their faith will not give up on the blood. There will no temptation take you that you'll not be more than willing and more than able to walk through. When I speak of temptation, I'm speaking of those things that could press you far beyond your sorts. But you'll never be out of sorts in me. You'll be able to stand in these last days and live a testimony before the world that says God is alive and the power of His Son is alive in the earth. So lift up holy hands. Let my cleansing come to you often and continually. And by the power of my Son, by the power of my Spirit, I'll wash you, cleanse you continually. The world may know that I have a church in the earth. That the world may know that there is a spotless bride waiting the coming of a spotless King. Oh, lift up holy hands. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Stand in faith of our families being healed, Lord. We stand in faith of our families being washed in the same power of your blood that we've been washed in. We give you all the praise, Jesus. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Don't think we can do anything but worship right now. Let's just continue to magnify Him. Jesus, help us as we're just searching His mind, letting Him search us. You sit there, just magnify Him. Give us something. Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify you, Jesus. Glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus was gathering his disciples, and Philip went and found Nathanael. Said, "Come, we found the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth." Nathanael had a sarcastic remark. He said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Evidently, he had a reputation. Mockley's had a reputation. But it's going to carry into glory a reputation of a city that's on fire for God. But when he was walking up to him and Philip was coming, he just said right out in front of everybody, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile." You know what guile is? It's aught. It's ill feelings towards others. It's holding offense. It's holding something against somebody for what they said or what they did. Nathanael was so taken by the fact that Jesus read his mail that he prophesied in front of everybody his heart. He said, "How do you know me? I've never met you." And then Jesus had the word of knowledge, because he had already seen him in the spirit. He said that before Philip called you, he said, "I saw you under the fig tree." He had already seen that vision of him. Well, something that he was doing under the fig tree identified with something that Jesus had just said about him, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile." And it just broke Nathanael down. It broke him down. He said, "My God, my Lord and my God, you are the Messiah. You're the King of Israel. You're the Messiah." Because Jesus had just prophesied. He said that here's an Israelite in whom there's no guile. "When I saw you under the fig tree," he was saying this, "there was something that you were doing that caused me to say your heart is pure towards people. You've forgiven everybody." And he was prophesying of the cost, the absolute wrenching, gut-wrenching cost that it takes sometimes to say, "I release people. I release people from their sins. I release people from their offenses against me." And Jesus recognized that gut-wrenching decision that Nathanael was going through, and he said, "You have no guile. You've cleansed yourself before God under the fig tree." And I saw that when it was taking place. Nathanael says, "You are who you say you are. I know that because nobody knew that I was there. I was by myself." And as a result of it, Jesus said, "Hereafter you'll see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man." In other words, Nathanael, because of your decision to release others, what you're going to see all of heaven open up. It's going to be working in my ministry, but you're going to watch all those things take place. You know, one of the things that'll open you up for the interaction of God in your life more than anything else is you releasing and forgiving others. Sometimes we want to fast and pray, and that's exactly what we should do. But you know what fasting and praying will do? Fasting and praying will only lead us to a place where we make the right decisions. Fasting and praying in tongues only leads us to a place where we begin to make the right decisions. "Lord, I will follow you into righteousness. I will make the decisions to allow your spirit to, or the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, to forgive me, to wash me, and to forgive others as I'm forgiven. Immokalee's in revival. One of the things he's going to do is sweep through his church and allow us the opportunity to be obedient and to forgive others. And to say, Lord, I want to be like Nathaniel. I want to be an Israelite in whom there is no guile. Would you just shut yourself in with the Lord just for a few more moments? Just worship him. Just let him come over your spirit. If there's anything inside of you that he can wash, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we release everybody in our life. Because what we want more than anything else is a spiritual outpouring. We want the power of the Holy Spirit. We want the glory of God in this house and in our life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you've been fighting a battle recently, I'm not saying you've given into it. But if there's people, there's situations, there's things that you just want to give up to God and say, Lord, I just want to walk clear of this matter. Just stand right there where you're at. Just receive that life. Just begin to stand up as an action of faith and just say, Lord, I'm just going to release this to you. I'm just going to release this to you. I want to be one in whom there is no guile. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Marty. Just give us another song to worship the Lord with. We just worship you, Jesus. Immokalee's in revival. And we just want the pure flow of the Lord Jesus Christ to flow. I want to be an evangelist of his glory, of his love. I don't want anything holding back that pure love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If that's your heart, those of you that are standing with me, I'm going to stand with you because that's exactly where I'm at in this. Why don't you just come and stand across the front with us? Hallelujah. Because we're going to make a solid stand today in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we begin to release. Hallelujah, Jesus. We begin to release. Begin to release, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't have to be in a hurry to leave. Just allow that saturation to just be on you because we're going into a deeper place of his love. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy. Worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you for your glory, Lord. Thank you for your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, mostly ministry today, and hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Many have felt his glory in that. Just that cleansing and virtue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, just some announcements for you. I know you're going to be disappointed. We made an announcement to the Wednesday night group, but Pastor Dave is not going to be able to make it this year. So you're just stuck with me and Homer. But we're not teaching that week, so you're not stuck with us that week. Hallelujah. Do keep Pastor Dave and his family up in prayer. But he's doing good, and he's going forward. Hallelujah. I'm very glad you came today. Amen. Mostly, mostly presence just today. Hallelujah. Well, we go to church, and aren't you glad you can feel His presence? I got to get that prophecy and listen to it myself. Get saved all over again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you would like to be a part of giving into this ministry? Amen. Couple of you, and the rest of you, I pray that you'll consider as we pray. Many of you, you're all so faithful, and I don't get a chance to thank you, but I thank you again for your faithfulness. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you right now, maybe you've come in here already ready. If not, just consider what He'd have you to give this morning. Why don't you just pray with us? This is your opportunity to give back to the Lord. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Thank you for your great grace. Thank you that Immokalee is saved. And I thank you, Lord, that we're going forward. The blind see and the lame walk. More importantly, mostly, thousands and thousands are born again into this outpouring. And Father, this morning as you've come and you've washed over us and even found more authority in our heart to go after the lost. Lord, we do desire to see the angels ascending and descending in this place and your glory manifest like we've never seen before. One of the things that'll do that is the releasing of any guile in us. And Father, we thank you for it, for another place of authority that you found in us. Jesus, I pray that you'll bless this offering, and I give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you just stand with us? If you have something, bring it down. And go ahead and fellowship with each other. As far as I know, that'll be it. But unless you have a need that we missed in those two prayer lines. We tried to get everything. But why don't you bring this down and greet each other with a great big squeeze. Amen. You're blessed. Hallelujah.